Brayden, is this about as perfect a start as you guys could have imagined, getting all the offense, Ovi being on fire and 2-0?
Yeah, obviously, last game was a gutsy win, and start of this game, everything seemed to go in. It was good, but it wasn't exactly a 6-1 game. We know there's some stuff we need to improve if we're going to have success long-term. But win's a win. We'll take it any way we can, but we can't get too high on ourselves after.
You obviously know in this league that when a team goes through a first period like they did, that they're going to come back and show something, and they did. They had you guys under siege a little bit there in the second. You look like you were in kind of mid-season form there.
Yeah, it was obviously it was a busy second. I had to kill some big penalties. They have a pretty skilled power play, a lot of options, a lot of weapons, and I thought our guys did a great job of limiting it, especially the seam passes and things like that. And we really battled down or bared down in front of the net. There's a lot of plays where the game could have changed if it wasn't for a D and our little forward kind of battling that out. So it's there's definitely a lot of positives, but at the same time, some stuff we have to clean up.
How nice is it to see the PK get off to this kind of start? I think you guys have killed off all 8 opportunities you faced.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of guys that can kill. A lot of new guys that are coming in that are getting an opportunity to kill. And Lane does a great job getting the guys motivated and holding the guys accountable. I think it's an area that a lot of us take a lot of pride in. So just because we've had success, though, it doesn't mean we're not going to look at everything and see what could have went wrong and try and fix that.
There was kind of a 2-0 there in the third period. I think Lakin was in front. How did you stop it? I couldn't tell if you had your pad on that or what it was.
Yeah, it was just the top of my pad, bottom of my arm or something around there. Thought I could get the pass, but obviously didn't.
Did you see Kuznetsov save? You made a pretty good stick save while you were tending to other business inside of that.
No, I didn't. I was trying to catch my breath. I got the wind knocked out of me.
Oh, really?
You are 11-1-2 lifetime against Montreal. Can you explain that success that you have against them?
I don't know. Especially the first few years of my career, we played them really well. Obviously, we've had such a good team the last few years that we've had a lot of wins against a lot of teams. But I never really look at that stuff. That's all in the past now. Next time we play them, back to 0-0.
Tough night for you in terms of taking a few whacks and bumps back there?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you hope the ref kind of controls the game a little bit better. 6-1, they're not trying to score when they do that. That's one of the unfortunate things about the review. They don't have to really call it anymore, but that's the way the world works. You just have to deal with it.
How much fun is it seeing Alex get off to this great start?
Yeah, it's great. The puck's going in for him. Kuzi's playing like the player we need him to be, and that's great. That's what Alex needs, because he's going to put the puck in the net if he gets the opportunities, and Kuzi's creating them for him. They know we need them for 82, and we believe we're going to get it.
Thanks, guys.